All right, I'm on my way home from Bergen County Police Academy for day three at the Bergen County Police Academy. Not enough to drive to Bergen County for a week. Somebody wrote me a message and said, hey, what's some advice for dealing with sovereign citizens? And if I hadn't done this video or I hadn't done a video regarding sovereign citizens in a while, this is my advice. If you're going to deal with a sovereign citizen, obviously you have to know that somebody refusing to provide documentation, State versus Pearlstein, obstructing administration of law, all sorts of things. According to the New Jersey courts in Title 39, you have to provide your documentation for any motor vehicle stop as a driver, all that fancy jazz. So you're going to be making an arrest for obstructing administration of law. Isn't that correct, right? And if they're being pulled over for a summons and they're not giving you their ID, you're going to be arresting them regardless, not only for not giving their ID, but also maybe even hindering apprehension by physical means. There could be a lot of things going on in here. To guide you on some of that for case law, State versus Pierce, 1994, State versus Lark, 2000 for New Jersey guys. But this is advice for everybody across the country on how to deal with sovereign citizens and how not to get fucking beat. So if you're dealing with a sovereign citizen and you're going to have to drag them out of the car, let me give you some advice. After you've done dragging them out of the car and made an arrest, whatever it may be, and because you're going to have to, they're not, or you know, I'm not saying you have to drag them out of the car, but I'm guessing according to all these videos that I see, that's how it's going to go. If they comply and you have to take them out of the car. Now, look, you have them under arrest, right? My advice to you is this. What better way to try to hide a large quantity of illegal contraband than to proclaim sovereign citizenship and then get arrested on some bullshit misdemeanor charge, go to the police station, get processed, and then released, maybe pay small bail or something like that. This will distract a police officer, a dumb police officer, from what's actually going on inside the car. And maybe, just maybe, if you were smart enough to know that you were being thrown off on the side of the road, which you more than likely are going to be, you would recognize that, hey, you know what? Let me calm down, right? Let me breathe a second here. We had to get physical with somebody. We're all fired up. Let's just breathe. Let cooler heads prevail. Have somebody else bring him down to the police station and have the car sniffed by a narcotic sniffing dog. I've given this advice in the past. Okay. It's not Pops, Michael. I have given this advice in the past, and I have had at least two people write into me and say that advice was priceless because that's exactly what I ran into. I pulled over a person who was transporting contraband they weren't supposed to have. For those situations, it was large amounts of narcotics. A narcotic sniffing dog was called after it all got calmed down. The person was shit. People say, well, can you call a dog? Yeah, of course you can call a dog. Reasonable suspicion is the prerequisite to expand the motor vehicle stop into what we know in Jersey, at least 2 hours of waiting for a dog. But now you don't have a time limit. You have somebody under arrest. You have a car. You know what I'm saying? You have somebody under arrest. You have a car. What I would tell you if you're from New Jersey, now, if you're from a different state, it doesn't matter, but or it may matter. You have to check your state's case law. If you're from Jersey, don't move that car. Don't tow it and then get it sniffed. Sniff it out there so you can search it out there. Because once you tow a car in New Jersey, you have to go for consent or a search warrant. And newsflash, somebody you just arrested for sovereign citizenship and, do that one 10 times real fast. Obstructing administration of law or interfering, whatever your state says the law is going to be, they're not going to give you consent. So you're going to be on for a warrant. If you're in another state and you can still do sniffs back at headquarters and you don't lose your agency because you towed it, that's great. Most states follow the federal standard. New Jersey departs from the federal standard and says, no. We'll give you the automobile exception. But once you move that car from where it's found on the highways, or the roadways, or parked in front of a house, whatever it may be, now you're going to go for a search warrant. So some food for thought there. Don't be dumb enough to get suckered in. Just calm down and then call for a canine to sniff the car. Two stories so far on people who have listened to this advice and actually found drugs. And one of them, the guy said, yeah, I'm not even really a sovereign citizen or anything like that. I just wanted you to arrest me for the bullshit so you would get caught me with the big stuff. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. You know, that's like, also, the silence game, right? Don't be stupid with the silence game. Know what silence is. If you pull somebody over and start asking them questions and they're silent, don't forget where, if you're doing interdiction work as a pretextual stop, right? There's something that occurred, not based on color, creed, religion, age, bias, any kind of bias reason. You have indicators of criminal activity. You have reaction to presence. It starts the moment when somebody cites a law enforcement officer. So if you have a motor vehicle setting and somebody's going to play the games of silence, right? They're not going to answer the questions of where you're coming from, where you're going to. They're not doing any of that stuff. They're just going to be silent. Well, don't let that game beat you either, right? Do your homework. Do your research. If you have access to Alpar systems or Epic or DIAP. But at the bottom line, if you have good administrative support, and especially if you discuss this before it happens, if you have good administrative support, you know, you could tell people, look, based on what happened so far, remember, reasonable suspicion is subjective to the eyes of the court. If you're in the right position to know that the court's going to have your back, they know they're going to play games, and you think you have a drug trafficker who thinks their way out is to not say anything, if you have the right people in place, make sure they know what you're going to do, pull for a dog, right? Tell people, you don't have to talk to me. You know the law. You're not required to talk to me. Most traffickers will. Most anybody engaged in criminal activity will, but in case you run into it, right? You don't have to talk to me, but at this point now, based on what I've seen so far, right? They were doing 73 and a 70, so you dropped out to 61. You've got this, you've got that. You see, maybe you've got all these things going on. And nothing makes sense, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff. It may be enough to support reasonable suspicion to expand the time of the stop, the scope of the stop, and deploy a dog. Especially if you got a dog close by. If you got a dog within 20 minutes, you may not even have to try to go with reasonable suspicion. You can go right into writing your ticket and let that dog deploy in the car and not have to try to explain reasonable suspicion. But if you have to, you have good administrative support and they can understand why you did it, right? It's a little unorthodox, but you won't lose. The more you know about case law and how to approach situations like this, the better you're going to be at handling a situation. You're not going to get jackass. And when they say, ha, we got you, you're the police, we got you, you're going to go, I've already thought about this situation. I already have a plan in place. You can play whatever games you want to, but we got games for all your games. So, but you must have administrative support. I promise you people would hear this and say, there's no way we're going to call for a dog. That guy's nuts. Right. I get it. I'm crazy. But the reality is I think you're crazy for letting a large amount of contraband, maybe even a body of a fucking kidnapped child in the trunk of the car, continue to head down the highway, merely because somebody decided they were going to exercise their right to remain silent, on the side of the roadway, not have to talk to the police. So food for thought, just some thoughts. If you do not have administrative support, do not do these things, okay? If you work in a police administration that has no interest in police officers working at the police department, they just merely want a body to fill a patrol car and respond to calls, you know where you work, have self-awareness. This group, these videos, these classes, they're very exciting. They're training police officers to become better police officers and go out and do great things and changing progressive police work and all that shit. You better have fucking real context of where you work, because it is not worth you losing your job because of a situation, right? Don't get hurt. Don't get killed. Don't second guess things when it comes to a safety issue, but you must remain aware of who you work for and where you work. I don't know what to tell you about that. I can't change that. I always tell people when they complain to me in class, I hate the place I work. I don't want to work here anymore. Fuck this place. These guys are assholes. This guy, that. I always tell people the same thing. It's your life. You have options. If you decide to stay where you're at and deal with it, you can't complain because it's your option. Well, I'm at step three. I'm not going anywhere, bro. Okay. Then stop complaining because that's your situation. And if you don't like it, guy just messaged me before. I got to write him back. Dude left a full-time job at a city police department to go to a part-time agency with intentions of getting hired at that agency full-time because they are more of a fit for what he's trying to do in his career. He literally left a full-time job, gave up benefits, and is supplementing his income by driving Ubers at night to do what he wants to do. And they're already sending him as a part-time police officer to interdiction schools. Already. It's been like 3 weeks. So he knew where he had to go. He took the leap of faith. He was done complaining. And I look at people and say, like, oh, that guy tells people to leave the police departments. No, I don't. I tell people to be happy. You can't blame me if I'm telling people they don't need to put up with this bullshit and you have one life to live. You don't have to, don't blame me. Blame yourself. Your people should be happy and be happily employed. You should have good communication with them. They should. If you've got issues, don't blame me. Why? Because I'm calling it out. Figure it out. Why do your people leave? Why can't you retain police officers? Why is your police department a revolving fucking door? And you don't want to pretend like it's you. You want to pretend like it's them. It's not you. It's not normal. find a police department people are happy working at. Some people, they leave. I have a friend of mine, he's the chief of a police department. And I tell this story often. Our conversation went like this. I go, dude, you guys may be one of the lower paid police departments in that county, but I promise you nobody's leaving because of you. Because of how good of a leader you are, how you treat your people, how they know you have their back, nobody's leaving. Nobody's leaving going to a higher pay. You can go 25 minutes south in that county and make another $50,000 a year, more than what you're making there. But nobody's leaving because they don't want to know. They've got it good and they know that, and it's not worth the money. So I don't mean to get on a rant and a rave, and I'm not trying to poke and prod. And the people who like to hear that shit are the good leaders. People don't like to hear this shit and say, fuck that guy. You know what they are. You know what they are. Nobody's got to pretend. Read a leadership book, right? Let me tell you. I don't know how I got into this. Sovereign citizens. So, yeah. Bye.